If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
720 WGN. A lot of action in Springfield today. Many rideshare drivers, so those are the people that drive for Uber or Lyft, went to the Capitol to demand union rights as this, what they call, historic rideshare labor bill advances to the Senate floor. Bailey Cook is with us. Bailey, what happened in Springfield today? What can you tell us?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Over 500 rideshare drivers from every corner of the state made their way to Springfield today. They talked to every single legislator. They hosted a rally, and they're really urging the legislator to pass the rideshare drivers union bill, which would essentially give 100,000 rideshare drivers throughout our state the right to form a union and collectively bargain.
Because the biggest threat to Uber and Lyft drivers right now, to rideshare drivers, is Waymo coming into town, right, and having driverless vehicles.
Yeah, they're, rideshare drivers are facing several different things, you know, Waymo being one of them. You know, there's several questions about how that will impact their jobs and their livelihoods, increased gas prices. You know, they're spending $6 to fill up for a gallon, and, you know, they're making sub-minimum wages in the hour. So it's not really a livable wage anymore. And also safety protections. You know, they don't really have any protections on the job, and they're constantly faced with dangerous situations.
We continue to see stories about that, where rideshare drivers are murdered, are, you know, in the middle of gunfire, and it doesn't seem like the companies that most of you are employed by are doing anything to step up and keep them safe.
Yeah, and that's ultimately why we need this bill passed. When we have a union, we will be able to collectively bargain with them about different safety protections that we need, whether that's them providing us with cameras or a response system. We need something in place. Otherwise, more drivers are going to unfortunately lose their lives, and that's just not right.
And this would be a union formed in Illinois, and are there any other states with unions, or is the idea to make this federal?
Good question. So this would just be for rideshare drivers in Illinois. Several other states just did it in the past few years. Massachusetts is one, California, Minnesota is currently trying to form a union. So it's happening, and momentum is building, and we could really be a state that leads the way. And so rideshare drivers are ready.
So when you met with legislators in our state today, what was the reception like? Or did you just rally? Were any of them out there listening to your concerns?
Yeah, we had several legislators join us today. We had our chief co-sponsors, Ron Bilbalam, Yolanda Morris, Robert Peters, and we have so much support. Really, this bill, this legislation, will cost taxpayers $0. It costs the government $0. But with one vote, we could impact 100,000 drivers' lives. So there's really no reason this bill should not pass. And it's now. It needs to happen this session. Drivers can't wait any longer.
But, you know, they always tie these bills to something else. You know, it's never clear, and it gives reasons for legislators to go, well, I can't sign on to that bill because of this. Is there any of that mishmash in there?
Not that we've heard of. We've talked to every stakeholder, every government agency that's involved in this, and it should be clear and good to go. So we haven't heard any feedback of why this wouldn't be able to pass.
So we have 100,000 rideshare drivers in our state?
Yes. Yep. And the primary market is obviously Chicago, but growing markets throughout, even downstate Illinois. And it's because there is such a public transportation shortage. And so this is really the only accessible form of transportation for a lot of people.
I do everything I can not to pay $5 a gallon for gas, but I had to do it today. Mm-hmm. And I know in the city, rideshare drivers, because you're not going to drive out of the city to fill up your tank, you're paying a lot more than that. What has that done to wages for people who rideshare, you know, who drive for a living?
Yeah, it's just not doable anymore. And if you think about it, you know, these drivers are filling up their tanks, they're driving people to the airport, and they don't get paid to come back into the city unless they take a ride. They don't get paid when they drive people home into the suburbs or anything like that. So they're only getting paid one way. And on top of the gas prices, you know, their wear and tear to their car, their own maintenance, everything they are paying out of pocket. And they just cannot keep up with the cost of living and gas right now.
One of our texters just said Waymo is even worse for taxi drivers. Their overhead will make them obsolete. That was the concern when rideshare drivers showed up. And we know taxi drivers used to have medallions, and they've taken a hit too. So would this also unionize them?
You know, this is specifically just for app-based drivers.
Okay.
And so I think that could be open to discussion, but I'm not sure completely on if they would be separate.
And what, I mean, one of our texters is also saying that their rideshare driver, they're appreciative. We're talking about this. They said they're making less than $15 an hour now with gas prices. And even that rate can drop, right, depending on how much idle time you have?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything is based on an algorithm based by AI. So even though your ride could cost $20 more for the passenger, drivers aren't necessarily seeing a bigger cut. And there's no way to change that because they don't have a seat at the table with Uber or Lyft.
And when we have what I call dynamic pricing, you know, we're going to a concert, we're going somewhere where there's 50,000 people, the price goes up. Does the driver get any piece of that? Because they're the ones burning up more gas waiting in lines to get to the rideshare tent.
One of the biggest concerns is that they don't. They don't see their increase in the way, in the pay, even though they're sitting in traffic. It's a longer drive. They're paying for the gas, but sometimes they don't get a bigger cut.
And what about insurance? Insurance rates going up like everybody else's?
Of course. Yeah. Yep. A lot of liability insurance, everything. Just everything keeps rising when it comes to automobiles.
All right. Well, I hope you'll stay in contact with us. When are they expected to make a decision to see if they can push this bill through?
You know, we are hoping sometime this week. We're calling legislators. We're talking to them. Any support from the community to really call on their legislators to support rideshare drivers would be appreciated. But we will absolutely keep you updated.
Thank you so much, Bailey. Have a good night.
Thanks, Lisa. Have a good one.
That's Bailey Cook, spokesperson for the Illinois Drivers Association. Mary has a check on weather and traffic.
Clear 56 tonight, partly cloudy, low 46, sunny tomorrow, high getting up to 62 degrees. Inbound in the Edens now, heavy delays from Tower. Kennedy about an hour 15 in from O'Hare, 32 outbound, getting worse on the tri-state. Most of those delays are now from I-90 to 31st. And the Eisenhower, 44 minutes to Mannheim, Stevenson, 38 to the Tri-State, Dan Ryan, 32 to 95th, Bishop Ford, slow, 115th to Sibley, delays on Saba Lakeshore Drive now, pretty much northbound 55 all the way to Belmont, that's with Cubs traffic, 294 is heavy, I-90 to 31st, and westbound I-80 US 30 to Center. I'm Mary Vandeveld from the Chevy Drive Chicago Traffic Center.